I'd like to call to order the Sevier Metropolitan Planning Organization Policy Meeting. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Old business, Laura, project update.
Okay, we're going to start off with the City of Evansville's Weinbach, Washington intersection improvement, and an RFP for construction engineering has been posted for review and response by August 18th. We have two back-to-back projects that are the same. The contract with the design consultant has been fully executed and sent to NDOT for processing. Those are the Weinbach Avenue Road Diet and the Washington Avenue 2nd Street, Parrott Street intersection area improvements. On page two for the Pigeon Creek Greenway Passage Project and their pedestrian overpass over the Lloyd Expressway near the State Hospital, again, an RFP for construction engineering has been posted for review and response by August 18th. Moving on to page three for Vandenberg County's Burkhart Road, Virginia Street intersection improvement. All necessary right-of-way has been acquired and certified. For the Green River Road project from Millersburg to Kansas Road, the project is 19% complete with utility relocations being finalized, and this is storm sewer work underway. It says sanitary, but it's storm sewer. For the town of Newburgh, their Newburgh Safe Routes to School, the project was let for construction to Rivertown Construction LLC of Newburgh for a low bid of $274,338.75. On to page four, which is a carryover Newburgh sign replacement project. The RFPs received are in the process of being reviewed by the town board. And for Warrick County, their Lincoln Avenue Project Phase 3 from east of Bell Road to Lynn Road, a public open house meeting has been scheduled for Thursday, August 14th at the First Christian Church in the Church Chapel, located at 4544 Old State Road 261. The open house is from 6 till 8 p.m. with an introduction and presentation at 6:30. And finally, on page five for NDOT's U.S. Highway 41 Lloyd Expressway Interchange Project, the letting date for construction of this project has been moved from August 6th to August 20th to allow additional time for preparation of the contract documents. Those are all the updates I have.
Any questions? Thank you, Laura. New business, Craig. TIP amendments.
TIP amendments. And let me revise that to TIP amendments. We have one. The first was requested, or the only is requested by the City of Henderson to add the Sand Lanes Safe Routes to School project over in Henderson. This is sidewalk construction from Sand Lane to Woodland Drive, or I'm sorry, on Sand Lane from Woodland to Madison Street. It's about a third of a mile segment there nearing the school. Add the project for construction in 2015. Construction cost $212,972. That's 100% Safe Routes to School funds. The second amendment that you see on their sheet, we had some late advising from our good engineer over there in Henderson County, Bill Hubiak, that this project actually had been completed already through their work, and this was a mix-up in the six-year plan that was indicating that this work still needs to be done, so we will not be amending that project into the TIP because it is already completed.
Oh, we hate those kind. Any questions? Entertain motion for approval. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Other business, Laura, rezoning.
Okay, one rezoning today, and it's for 13051 Highway 41 North. This property is going from an agricultural zone to an unrestricted C4 zone. The property is located on the east side of Highway 41, just north of the intersection at Boonville New Harmony Road. So if you know, at the northeast corner there is a commercial development. There's a bank there now. This is the property to the north of that. The property is currently used for single-family residence, but is directly north and adjacent to Grant Hills Commercial Park. The proposed use is listed only as commercial. The property currently has right-in, right-out access on U.S. Highway 41. Our recommendation is that access through the existing commercial property to the south is encouraged. Any commercial access to U.S. Highway 41 will require NDOT approval and may require a traffic impact study and accessory improvements such as right turn deceleration and acceleration lanes.
I assume they have a cut onto the highway now?
Yeah, they do.
For private?
Yes.
Okay.
For residential.
For residential.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay.
And entertain a motion for approval of bills.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we're adjourned.